Our Coaches Insight programs continue right here on KARE 93.7 FM, getting you set for week one of high school football on Friday night. And for Jefferson County North, they begin the season on the road at Morehill Mounts Academy. We'll talk about that in a bit. But our conversation with the head coach, Jeff Schneider, it is brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Well, Coach, we are excited to begin another year, and we'll give you one final chance to just give us your thoughts and overall takeaways from what was arguably the best season in school history last year. 11 wins, you make that run through the postseason all the way to the state championship game, comes up short against Conway Springs, so you finish runner-up, but man, it was a heck of a ride for your team, and I'm sure there was plenty of a high kind of afterwards and kind of leading. It's kind of hard to give that up.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, a tremendous buzz around our program. We had a tremendous group of seniors last year, 11 of them. Been playing for us for a long time. They kind of grow up through the program. You always sad to see a class like that leave, but the thing that they've left behind is 3 years worth of leadership that will continue on in the culture of our program. So we visit with all of our seniors about that every year of, you know, you need to be the person that you needed as a freshman. So who gave you something as a freshman that helped you for the next couple years? And I think those guys did a tremendous job of leaving that behind. I've seen a lot of growth out of leadership of the team here that we have for this year. And we got a lot of guys that are really a lot of energy, a lot of buzz around the program, a lot of energy and excitement for the opportunity to get some snaps themselves.
Has this been as much turnover as you've seen with this program since your time you've been there? You had a huge senior class, as you mentioned, that left a pretty big footprint, you know, in the school with that run and however many years they were playing and starting 3-4 years. But you lose that huge senior class. Is this the biggest turnover that maybe you've seen so far?
Yeah, definitely. You know, 1A level, you don't get double-digit senior classes all the time. So, you know, we've been averaging anywhere from like the 4 to 8 range pretty consistently throughout. And to jump that number up to 11 and to have the quality that we did was tremendous. But like I said, I've been hearing all year long how the cupboards are bare, and I don't know that that's the case. I think we've had a lot of guys that have worked really hard in the weight room, a lot of guys that are just excited for their opportunities. And are just chomping at the bit for us here now, too. So it's good times here. We're excited to get the season underway.
Give the listeners here just kind of a sense of a few players that have stuck out to you. Who are some names that people need to keep an eye out for?
Well, I keep some of that underneath my hat now. That's the element of surprise
there.
That's for sure.
That's fair.
We started 10 seniors on each side of the ball last year. So we've had a couple of names. We had a cornerback, Will Elias. He's a starter for us last year on that team. He'll be returning for us. On the offensive side, Abraham Knoll was a starting offensive lineman for us. He'll be returning for us. But we did, and we still try to do a lot of substituting throughout the course of the game, try to keep guys fresh. So, like I said, a lot of the guys that will be starting for us this year were in sub packages last year. So a lot of lettermen still returning. You know, we're double-digit lettermen still returning. Had the opportunity to get a lot of guys out on the field, get some snaps on the Friday nights. I think hopefully, make the lights appear a little bit dimmer and you're ready to roll when it's your turn and we're up. So those are two names. You know, we've got several guys that are in line, but I want to keep the rest of them under wraps for now.
Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here a couple more minutes here on our Coaches Insight program, getting you set for week one of high school football on Friday night. We'll talk about Morehill Mounts Academy here in a moment, but what's your take on the new additions to the NEKL? Troy makes the jump from the TVL. Riverside moves over, you know, from the Big 7, which is now the Big East League. What do you think about the new additions to the league?
Well, we've played both those teams over the last 2 years, so they're familiar opponents, familiar with the coaches. I think they're both tremendous head coaches at those programs. You know, the thing that I've really appreciated over the last several years is that the 1A level has expanded. So we've gotten a lot more teams in it over the last couple of years. You know, it wasn't too long ago that we were down to just 28 teams, and that was a little bit rough on the travel, and you lost a lot of your league and your local rivalries. As it sits right now, we've got a lot of teams, obviously with expansion, but with just returning league teams that are at the 1A level, the majority of our league is. So I think that creates a lot of opportunities on your schedule. Hope it creates some opportunities for a JV program, for your JV games to be happening there as well. But I think it creates those local rivalries. I'm an alumni here and I grew up, playing against, the local teams, and we are able to have that here with our current schedule. So we're excited about those opportunities.
Well, let's talk about Morehill Mounts Academy. You go on the road, here in week number one. They had a tough go last year, but they bring back plenty of players who had a lot of experience from a year ago. As you kind of put the prep together here this week and the coaches dive into it a little bit more, you know, what's kind of the first one or two things that really stand out about what this Ravens team can bring on Friday?
Well, like I said, they've got several returning lettermen from last year, and I think that's always terrific whenever you can go in. You have something to build off of with that. You know, they've got some transfers coming in as well, too. So, you know, they're adding to their current roster. The thing that over the last several years, it's been a while since we played them, but over the last several years, when you go into the league meetings and stuff, they are really one of the leading teams with passing yardage. And, you know, we don't see that all the time. So, you know, into week one, we've got to be pretty sound in that, make sure our coverage is good, make sure we're open field tackling, you know, win some of those one-on-ones, but make sure we disguise some of the coverages as well, too. So, you know, that's our challenge here heading into week one. It's a new opponent. Nobody that we have on our roster has played against them, and nobody they have on their roster has played against us during their high school career. So, you know, brand new coaching staff for me to coach against as well. The last time we played Moore Hill, it was a different coaching staff. So a lot of unknowns on both sides of the ball, I would think.
You might have answered my next question, which I was going to go in the direction of, is there a thing that Moore Hill Mounts Academy that you believe they can present that could, you know, provide some problems? You mentioned the passing offense. Is that where you would go to as far as maybe a thing that you might be a little bit, you know, concerned about that they could maybe exploit a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, at our level, you don't see that as consistently as what they have tended to do it in the past. So, you know, we'll see some passing. Obviously, we do some ourselves, but you typically don't see the high volume of passing that they typically show. So, you know, that's something, you know, it's a brand new offense for us to learn. I'm sure there'll be a lot of in-game adjustments on both sides. So that's something that we're trying to prep for, obviously. But I think going into week one with a different opponent, since the schedule is flipped, you got to be prepared for a lot of things. I mean, you got to be able to line up against a lot of different formations, a lot, you know, cover your motion, and then be able to make adjustments on the offensive side as well.
There it is, Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here off arguably the best season in school history, a runner-up finish in Class 1A, making it to the state championship a year ago, going 11-2. Now, flip the script here to 2024. Pretty much a brand new roster, huge senior class loss, but a chance for some guys to make some names for themselves and put themselves in a good position here moving forward for the Chargers program. At Moore Hill Mounts Academy will be the matchup for JCN on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We're excited to get going, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.